Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be here tonight. I just wanted to come by and let you know how much I appreciate your support. I'm not going as much as I used to, so I really appreciate it. Amen. Thank you for your faithful support down through these years, and I trust the Lord will bless you for it in a special way. I tell you, it's always good to come back to Philadelphia. I appreciate Brother Tim. You got a great pastor. Amen. And you need to just back him up, pray for him, and the Lord will bless you for doing so. Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, I was going to preach on another message tonight, but I turned on my iPad and it had 13 on it. That's the power. So I decided I better not do that. I like it when God changes you around and lets you know what to do. Amen. I just want to trust Him and allow Him to bless us in a special way. Preacher was talking about the Lord's blessing and revival. I'll never forget, I was in a meeting, a camp meeting out in Myrtle, Mississippi. I guess we had about 1,500 there that morning for the service, and a missionary got up to preach. I believe it was the deadest service I've ever been in. It didn't bother him one bit. He just kept going. Well, all of a sudden, right behind me, a fella jumped up. Whoo! You say, what up? I almost jumped out of my skin. I was expecting to hear somebody snore, but I certainly wasn't expecting somebody to shout in that service. And I tell you what happened. The Lord blessed him and poured it on him through a funnel. Amen. And revival broke out. And one of the preachers run in the service. And I thought, my, if somebody don't open that door, he's a goner. And all of a sudden, they opened it up, and he ran outside. Amen. But we're just having a great time in the Lord, and I'm just persuaded that God can bless us. He likes to bless us as a church. He likes to bless us as a group, but He will bless us as individuals if we'll just allow Him to do so. You ever been in a service? It seemed like everybody was getting something out of it but you. I've been in a few of them, amen. And I tell you, you feel plumb out of place. But I'm glad that God is able to bless us and use us in a wonderful manner if we'll just allow Him to do so. And a lot of good memories here. I praise the Lord for your work, for the Bible College, for the Christian School, everything you're doing. I do appreciate it so very much. And good to see some of you here that I've seen saved back through the years. And I praise the Lord for that. Some of you have been faithful, and you're still here. Preacher hadn't run you off yet. Amen. So it's good to see you in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Brother Tim, you're doing a great job, and I appreciate you very, very much. I want you to open your Bible with me, please, to the book of John, chapter number 10. This is a message the Lord just gave me the other day, and I've never preached it, so I'm breaking it in on you. Amen. But I want to preach tonight on the shepherd and his sheep. I want to preach from John chapter 10, but I also want to quote Psalms 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I like it the way a little girl said it. She said, the Lord's my shepherd and that's all I want. And when that's a reality, then praise God, you're on good ground. Amen. John chapter 10, beginning with verse number 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some of the way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they will not, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things that were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep, and all that ever come before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I am known of my sheep, and I'm known of mine, as the Father knoweth me, even to know I the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. Would you pray with me, please? Our Father, thank you tonight for this privilege that we have to come here to Philadelphia Baptist Church. I pray your blessings to be upon this service. Thank you for Brother Tim and the good work you're doing through him in this place. Continue to use him and these people for the glory of our wonderful Lord Jesus. I pray now that you'll anoint the message in me as your messenger tonight. Lord, I pray that your will might be accomplished and that your word might be expounded for your glory and for your honor. I pray, save the lost and bless the saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and praise the Lord. Well, just by way of introduction, I'm going to say that the shepherd has access to the fold. The Bible teaches us, he said, he that entereth not in by the door, that he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. I'm glad, thank God, he's got access to where you and I are in this walk of life. But then I want you to look with me, and I want to say that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall truly not want in this life. But I want to say, first of all, he is a wise shepherd. And by that, look with me in John chapter 10 and verse 4 and also in verse 14. And here the Bible talks about, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I'm the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. I tell you why he's a wise shepherd. He knows me. Thank God. Can you imagine that for a moment? The Lord of glory, the God who created the universe, knows me. Praise God. Individually, he knows me. That gets me excited. Thank God to know that the Lord truly is my shepherd, and he's a wise shepherd. He knoweth me. And I can remember while visiting in Jerusalem, Israel, I went down to the sheep market on Friday early in the morning. It was before 5 o'clock. the shepherds from that area came in with their sheep to the sheep market. And I watched them. I was filming it and seeing what was going on. But I noticed that they just mixed their sheep together. And I wondered how they're ever going to tell them apart. But all of a sudden, the shepherd stepped down and started making a noise in his mouth. And all of a sudden, a group of the sheep raised up their head. They knew his voice. And they followed him out of that from all the other sheep. Praise God. I'm glad that I know his voice. And I'm glad he knows me personally as one of his sheep in his fold. And so he is a wise shepherd. He knows me. Secondly, I want to say he is a protecting shepherd. Thank God he guides me. Amen. Look with me at verse 4 and verse 5. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Get this now. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. I'm glad that I've got the leadership, that I've got guidance from the Lord himself in this life. As my shepherd, he, thank God, takes care of me and guides me along the way. The Bible tells us in the Proverbs, lean not to thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I'm glad that the Lord is guiding my life down through this walk of life in this world. Amen. Thank God he's my shepherd. He guides me along the way. Then I want to say also that he is my providing shepherd. He feeds me. Not only does he know me, not only does he guide me, but thank God he feeds me. I like to come to his table, don't you? I like the food that he serves and the manna that he gives to us. But notice in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go out, get this now, and find pasture. I'm glad, thank God, he prepares a table before me in the very presence of my enemies in this life. Let me explain to you about how a shepherd provides a place for the sheep to graze. He goes into an area, finds a good grazing spot, and before he brings his sheep into it, he gets down on his knees and pulls out all the bitter weeds, the poisonous weeds, gets rid of them. And then he takes out his little flask of oil and he finds holes in the ground where snakes are. And he puts a little circle around that hole, thank God, where the snake can't get out and do harm to his sheep. And they come in and graze, and he prepares a table before them in the very presence of their enemies in this life. I'm so glad the Lord knows how to take care of us, how to feed us and carry us along the way. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. He feeds me. The Lord is my shepherd. Then I want to say he's a good shepherd. He died for me. Notice in verse 11 and verse number 15. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then in verse 15 he said, and the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Thank God, I tell you, he is a great good shepherd. He died in my place. Now, normally, A shepherd would go out among the flock on a certain day, and he would choose a sheep that had no spots. In fact, he would take it and examine it to see if it was eligible for sacrifice. And after the examination, he would take it and offer it for his own sin. But Jesus said, thank God, I'm the good shepherd. I don't go out and get one of my sheep to die for me. I die for my sheep. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad. Thank God. He's my great shepherd. He died just for me. Then I want to say also, not only is he a wise shepherd, he knows me. Not only is he a protecting shepherd, he guides me. Not only is he a providing shepherd, he feeds me. Not only is he a good shepherd, he died for me. But also he is a gentle shepherd. He carries me. Thank God. When I need help, he's always there. And Jesus, thank God, will take care of us. Notice what he said. Isaiah 40 and verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms, carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those who are with young. So here we find that the Lord, thank God, carries me. You know, the Bible talks about the lost sheep. 99 were safe in the fold, but one had gone astray. And the shepherd left the 99 and went after that which was lost. The Bible said in Luke 15, and when he find it, he lays it on his shoulders and cometh home. Praise God. Did you know that lamb never exerted one ounce of its own strength on the way home? The shepherd had it on his shoulders. Thank God. And the shepherd brought it all the way home. He carried the lamb along the way. I'm glad, thank God, he's my gentle shepherd. He carries me. He sees after my needs in this walk of life, just as the Bible talks about the shepherd here that carries them in his bosom. Thank God that lamb that was laying on the shoulders, you know, normally lost sheep goes astray and it aggravates the shepherd. He goes out. Sometimes he'll break a leg. Sometimes he'll take a rope and put it around their neck and make them come home. But not this shepherd. Thank God he's a gentle shepherd. He's my shepherd. He reached down and picked up that little lamb and put it on his shoulders and brought it all the way home. You say, preacher, where are you heading? I'm headed for heaven. You say, but how are you going to get there? The shepherd is carrying me all the way. The Lord is my shepherd. He carries me along the path. Then I'm going to say, not only is he a gentle shepherd, but he also is a personal shepherd. Look with me in Psalms 23 and verse number 4. He's personal because he's with me. The Lord is with me along the journey. Notice what he said. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now here's why. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, just remember, when you're going through a valley, Jesus is always there. Thank God he's ready to guide and direct and carry you along the way in this life. He's a personal shepherd. He's with us. And the Bible said we pass through the valley of the shadow of death. Isn't it wonderful to know Jesus pictures death as a shadow? Whoever heard of a shadow hurting you? Amen? Whoever Whoever heard of somebody being hurt some way by a shadow? I can remember one time I had one that almost caused me to hurt myself. When I was a kid, I'd stay with my grandparents, and I was just a little fella. We lived about a couple of miles, well, about a mile, I guess, down the road from my grandmother, and I'd stay until dark, and meant to go home before dark, but I didn't make it. And I'd head down the road, and the railroad was the nearest way home. And I'd walk down that railroad, and sticking out over it was a big old bush. I'll tell you what, that thing cast a shadow across the road, and it scared me to death. Amen. Boy, that's one time a shadow almost caused me some damage. Amen. It caused me to hurt myself. I went plumb around it and went home. But thank God, the Lord says death is just a shadow. Don't worry about it. Thank God, He's going to be with you when you pass through the valley of the shadow of death. Somebody said to me one time, Brother Bob, I'm afraid to die. Well, praise God, you ought to rejoice over that. That's just a good sign you're not about to die. Because not only is He going to give you living grace, He's going to give you dying grace. He's going to be with you when you pass through the valley. Thank God along the way. And so He is a personal shepherd. Then I want to say, finally, He is the chief shepherd. He'll come for me. Praise God, I'm looking for Him, aren't you? I believe the stage is set. I believe you and I are God's selection for a welcoming committee for our Lord's return. Amen. Amen. Jesus is coming soon. And He's coming just for me and just for you. Notice, if you will, 1 Peter 5 and verse number 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. One of these days, from the looks of the situation around the world, it may be soon Jesus is going to come. You say, preacher, I've heard that all my life. I have too. But it's going to happen one of these days. Jesus is coming back. Thank God. He's my chief shepherd. He's coming for me. When the end shall come, the Lord Jesus shall come to receive me unto Himself. And when He appears, those who have been saved, washed in the blood, will go out to meet Jesus in the air. Amen. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the Lord that is my shepherd. Amen. And I'm like that little girl. Praise God, that's all I want. Jesus is good enough for me. Would you bow your head with me, please? I wonder tonight, are you ready for His coming? If not, why not come tonight and make that preparation? The Bible said that the Lord's going to appear. We which are alive and remain shall be caught. Wow. Just pause right there a minute. We're going to be caught. What are you going to be caught doing? If things are not right in your life, you ought to come and make them right tonight. Jesus loves you. If you're not saved, you're going to be left behind to face the great tribulation when Jesus comes back again. Our Father, in Jesus' name, I bow in Your presence tonight. Lord, I just want to say thank You for the privilege that You've given me to be one of Your sheep in Your fold. I pray, Lord, that You'll guide and direct my life. I'm glad, oh Lord, I know Your voice and I'm known, Lord, of You. So would You just bless this service in a special way, in this invitation. If there's someone here unsaved, I pray that tonight would be the good hour when they come to Jesus and are born again into your wonderful service. We'll thank you for what you accomplished for us and do in us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's stand together.